In the once peaceful kingdom of Ostenard, winter refuses to release its grip. King Elias, corrupted by the malevolent influence of the Red Priest Prirates and the vengeful Storm King Inaluki, has plunged the realm into chaos. As crops wither beneath killing frost and desperate citizens fight over dwindling supplies, Prince Joshua leads a band of refugees atop the ancient Stone of Farewell. Their survival hangs by a thread as the Storm King's forces draw ever closer. At the heart of this conflict lie three legendary greatswords, Memory, Sorrow, and Thorn, ancient weapons of tremendous power that may either save or destroy the world. King Elias wields Sorrow, a blade of black metal that seems to drink light itself and corrupts his mind with each passing day. The heroes have recovered Thorn from the frozen north, while Memory remains hidden in the tomb of Prester John beneath the Hayholt Castle. The Storm King's influence spreads like a cancer across Ostenard. Ancient protective magics fail, allowing horrors long imprisoned to walk free. Strange creatures emerge from forgotten places, twisted beings that should exist only in nightmares. The immortal Norns prepare for final war against mortals from their mountain stronghold. As one character observes while watching frost creep across windows, the world itself seems to be dying. Simon, once a scullion in the Hayholt's kitchens, now stands knighted for his bravery, his red hair marked with a white streak from his encounter with the dragon Yggdrasil. Unlike typical fantasy heroes with special powers or royal lineage, Simon's heroism emerges from basic decency and perseverance against overwhelming odds, his growth forged through painful experience. When captured and crucified on a massive water wheel in the castle's foundry, Simon experiences visions revealing deeper truths about the Storm King. Rather than seeing Inuliki as pure evil, Simon glimpses the tragic figure beneath, a once noble being transformed by grief and rage into something monstrous. "I saw his face," Simon later tells his companions. "There was hatred there, yes, but also such sorrow, such terrible loneliness." This insight suggests that defeating the Storm King might require compassion alongside courage. Simon's journey becomes both literal and metaphorical as he navigates dangers and moral complexities in a world where ancient grievances and present conflicts intertwine. Simon and Princess Miriamele's relationship stands as one of fantasy's most nuanced romances. Their connection develops gradually, complicated by class differences and extraordinary circumstances. Miriamele, King Elias's daughter, flees her father's corrupted court disguised as a commoner. Her journey parallels Simon's as she confronts harsh realities beyond privilege. Williams portrays her as complex, brave yet vulnerable, principled yet deceptive, questioning the value of royal bloodlines. Their bond grows through shared hardship rather than romantic cliches. When they reunite at the Stone of Farewell, both have transformed. Simon has gained confidence and wisdom, while Miriamele has developed independence and resilience. Their interactions remain awkward, colored by different backgrounds and shared trauma. In one poignant scene, Simon offers Miriamele his precious white arrow from Scythi Prince Jariki. When she refuses, he instead pledges his sword and service as her knight, a moment both formal and intimate, transcending social roles through genuine feeling. Williams constructs a world where the past actively shapes the present through ancient grudges and forgotten magics. The conflict between mortals and immortals stems from when humans drove the Scythi from their ancestral stronghold of Asua, now the Hayholt Castle. The Storm King's vendetta isn't simply evil for evil's sake, it's rooted in genuine historical trauma. When Simon discovers Inaluki was once a noble Scythi prince who turned to forbidden magic trying to save his people from human conquerors, the moral landscape becomes significantly more complex. Memory emerges as a central theme through characters like Camaris, an amnesiac former knight harboring crucial secrets. When his memories return through an ancient ritual, we learn he is Prince Joshua's father through an affair with King John's wife, shattering Joshua's identity. William suggests both remembering and forgetting carry dangers. Those clinging to past grievances, like the Norn Queen Utukku, become twisted by their refusal to accept change. Yet forgetting history leaves people vulnerable to repeating it. Williams examines how power, political, magical, or personal, corrupts its wielders. King Elias transforms from capable ruler to tyrant through Sauron's influence and Priarate's manipulation. The sword represents power as an addiction that hollows from within. Priarate embodies knowledge without ethics. As the king's red-robed alchemist, he pursues forbidden arts simply because he can, confessing, "I want to tear open the universe and root about in the very guts of death and unbeing," revealing nihilism behind scholarly pretense. Even honorable characters face corruption. Duke Isgrimnir becomes compromised by military command, making calculations about acceptable casualties. Princess Mirriamele fears taking the throne after witnessing power destroy her father. The climactic revelation subverts typical fantasy. Bringing the swords together, believed to defeat the Storm King, is exactly what Inaluki wants to breach the boundary between life and death, highlighting William's sophisticated approach to power. Williams elevates traditionally marginalized characters in fantasy literature, focusing on servants, scholars, people with disabilities, and non-human races instead of kings and warriors. Rachel the dragon, the castle housekeeper, becomes a quiet hero through her resourcefulness during the Hayholt's darkest days. Hiding in secret passages as the castle transforms under the Storm King's influence, she risks her life to help others, demonstrating courage beyond battlefield prowess. Tiamak, an unimposing scholar from the swampland Wan, proves repeatedly crucial through his knowledge and outsider perspective that reveals connections others miss. When rescuing important documents, he reflects that sometimes the smallest hands may do the greatest work, perfectly capturing William's approach to heroism. Binnabik, the small troll from the northern mountains, subverts fantasy stereotypes by being among the most educated and philosophical characters, rather than monstrous or simple-minded. His friendship with Simon demonstrates how cultural differences become bridges rather than barriers when approached with mutual respect. In the climactic confrontation atop Green Angel Tower, Williams delivers his most profound message. Hatred ultimately destroys the hater more than the hated. When Simon faces the Storm King, who has possessed King Elias's body, he experiences a revelation that transforms the typical fantasy showdown into something more nuanced. Through his connection to the Great Swords, Simon glimpses Inaluki's memories, seeing not just rage, but devastating loss and grief. Simon makes a choice that defies conventional heroic narratives. "I will fear you, but I will not hate you." This act of compassion becomes the pivotal moment in their confrontation. Williams suggests that breaking cycles of violence requires someone brave enough to step outside them. When Simon and Mirriamele take the throne, they commit to healing ancient wounds rather than avenging them. The novel's final scenes, showing former enemies breaking bread together, offer a vision of reconciliation that feels earned. Williams reminds us that understanding your enemy may be the most revolutionary act of all, perhaps why this story continues to resonate decades later.